It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Gotta hit record now instead of 10 seconds ago.
Got to tie in knots.
Hello, ladies. Welcome to the barbecue.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Hi there, and welcome to Nerd Talk Plus, our weekly deeper dive into the stories that make this world nerdier. You know what? Siege made a post from our brand new Instagram that I can't remember that did our description that I say at the beginning better. And so I'm going to have to go look that up and read that. What is the Instagram that people should be following?
It is at Nerd Talk Plus Pod on Instagram.
Hey, go follow us right now.
We should add more words to that, because
yeah,
it just doesn't seem like enough words.
MLS.com.com.
Yes.
MajorLeagueSoccer.com.com.
MajorLeagueSoccer.com.com. Yeah. I also like the fact that it just kind of like Nerd Talk Plus Pod sounds like a pod of like a pod of whales, but yes, it's just podcasts swimming around with each other.
There's also those mystery
pods. It works
pods
for both ways.
There's also mystery pods that are washing up on shore everywhere now that they think are tied into sea level or sea temperatures rising or whatever. So that looks pretty cool. I'm the only one that saw that today.
What?
We'll have to look that up.
Oh my God. Well, you know what happens when Godzilla shows up.
Yeah, right?
You get those deep sea things washing ashore.
Mystery pods.
It sounds like a mystery pod sounds like it's something that, like the worst, like geocaching, but our planet is dying. So like, go find a mystery pod. It's we've hidden one in the some prehistoric ice age, and
it's full of brontosaurus juice.
When it melts eventually,
we shall bring them back.
That was the ambergris of its time. Thank you very much. That stuff is expensive.
All right. As heard on 107.7 The Inn in Seattle, it's myself, Hey Gregor, on social. I guess it would just be Gregor, taking a deeper, longer, dumber look into the things that make this world nerdier with my friends Brandon and Siege. I guess the other way to do that, though, is that I need my long introductions for that. So while most of them might be cold, his upper lip remains warm. Plus, he's got his fur suit on. He's your fur daddy, Brandon from the internet.
Did you guys see I just made bubbles?
You made bubbles? I didn't see the bubbles this time.
I went like this, and then it made bubbles instead of fireworks. Again, not a visual format that we do here, but...
Come out pushing hard with the laser.
Fireworks.
There we go. There's some fireworks.
Got the fireworks. Okay. Yeah. All right.
And bubbles. Wow.
Cool. What's up, guys?
Amazing.
He was there when I learned, and perhaps that he did too, that in order to make one pair of alligator skin boots, you got to kill 3 big alligators to make it happen. Shoutouts to Cape Ferrari. He's Siege from Miami. I need like a second part of that. Siege something like the Great or Siege of the Sea or something. Like, what do you like? Come up with something for me, okay?
We can't do sexy skank and Siege because that's our that was already taken.
He's your other fur daddy.
And I can't take any more things from different kind of fur daddy.
If you looked at 2 people next to each other and had to guess which one was the fur daddy, you'd be wrong. It's Siege.
I am the furriest of the 3 of us, aren't I?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, I get furry sometimes.
I like that. I like that. It's true. It's true.
Yeah.
Keep yourself nice and kempt, though.
If you can follow us online, we have a new Instagram that I already forgot the name of, but I have it here. Nerd Talk Plus Pod. Follow us there because we're trying to actually put out content for once. four pieces of content. Shout outs to Siege for making that happen. Like, I created some content and Siege made it come to life on the social media, and it's a nice touch. We are struggling to get followers though in week one, so help us out.
There's one thing I do. It's make things come to life.
Just, I'm just going to cut it to life, and then I just make things come. If you could tell a friend, write a review, or just find us online to say sexy things about Siege at nerdtalkplus.com. If I remember it, I'll even put the new Instagram handle on there later on, which translation in 6 weeks, we'll have that up there. No big deal or whatever. If you could leave us a review, that would be awesome. Two things for you, Siege. Wait, what do you got there? Nerd Talk Plus. I didn't see it in time. I was looking at something else. NerdTalkPlusPod.com.
NerdTalkPlusPod.com.
Like, hear me out. Hear me out. We have, like, could we just be, follow us on Instagram at NerdTalkPlusPod.com.
Well, wait, hold on. Since we say...
What if we just... I was going to say, what if we change it? What if we change the Instagram handle now to NerdTalkPlus on Instagram?
Now, hold on. I actually have like a legit thing to say. What if we change it to nerdtalkplus.com? Since we say that, go to nerdtalkplus.com. Ooh. It kind of would work across the spectrum, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, it's not ridiculous, but it's maybe effective.
I like it.
Brandon's going to the whiteboard, so that means I'm going to end up...
I'm just trying to figure out how... I like Siege's idea of calling our If our username was on Instagram at nerdtalkplus.com, because then you could say follow us on Instagram at nerdtalkplus.com.com.
Every social media network we're going to have on Twitter at nerdtalkplus.com.
Follow us on Instagram on Twitter at
nerdtalkplus. Follow us on Mastodon at Blue Sky on...
Hey, Brandon, I've got a question for you. As our resident fur daddy, do people that go to... The whole reason we call Brandon our fur daddy is because they're Slightly Furry, which is a new furry bar that opened up in this old brewery spot that I thought was a dog daycare. It is not.
Still the coolest, the most serendipitous, happy accident I think that's ever happened.
And so, we were joking about Brandon visiting that with me when he comes to town for his birthday in April or whatever. That's funny. But, like, do you think that if you go to a place like that?
I'm literally looking at flights for that.
Yeah, come on out. I mean, if I'm going to feel comfortable going to something.
A soccer game.
It's going to be with Siege in tow, for sure. So, okay, so if you go to that place, do you get bonus points if you glue on extra nipples?
Ooh.
Yeah.
First of all, find out.
I don't know why that was a question specifically for me.
Well, you're a fur daddy.
Because, yeah, well, and you know, the real reason we call myself
for all things furry.
The real reason Fur Daddy came to be
because someone touches wiener.
Don't cut it at.
Because someone was sucking time all the stormlight out of him.
No, it's because I accidentally called myself a fur daddy in a corporate environment once and immediately regretted it.
Oh, that part I've ejected from my brain. I don't actually care about the real backstory anymore. It's now you've been assigned that role. It is unfortunate. I understand. I'm sure I could be something terrible too.
I feel like, I don't know. Here's the thing. Like, what was I think a lot about like animated. This is gonna sound like my name is justified, but it's not.
Here
I promise.
Go.
I think a lot about
like
animated.
You know, when the squid puts a tentacle up your butt, it's like, I mean, is it really that bad?
No, I think about like when you like the oh shoot, what was it, like the live action, not live action, but you know, CGI version of The Lion King. Mm-hmm. They came out with
still haven't seen the original.
Just given all of the animals, I'm not surprised by that. It's basically the same plot as Armageddon, which you also haven't seen, so you could probably believe me if I told you that. They
lions in space.
I sat there thinking about that for a second. I was just like, wait a second, where does Ben Affleck yell "I love you" at Bruce Willis? in Lion King.
And does
okay, the so lion he's playing Ben Affleck is Ben Bruce Willis is Mufasa falling into the herd of gazelle. Ben Affleck is Simba yelling at him, "I love you." Okay, same plot. It's the same thing.
Same plot. Same. Wait, which one's Liv Tyler?
Niobe, whatever. And then Scar is the asteroid. There we go.
Cool. Okay.
It's the same thing.
All right, we're done.
No, but I think about. Okay, bring it back, guys. Live action Lion King, but with anatomically correct genitals on all of the animals.
Wait, what? Hold on.
So wait, is this like what you want to do?
No. I just think sometimes about how like these.
Doesn't Beyonce play one of them?
Yeah.
Old.
Have you seen a female lion before, Greg? Do they just have eight boobs hanging down under their body at all times?
Well, when they have little cubs, they do.
Oh, sure. When they have, yeah, I know, when they have little cubs. But I'm just thinking, like, day to day, lions walking around.
Where's my dog? I'm going to count her nipples. Get
movies,
over here, ladybug.
Like, Aslan in Chronicles of Narnia gives this like motivating speech and then turns around and just has massive lion balls.
And then he stops to clean them.
I was going to say, I could get behind this, but I chose not to.
I'm not saying that I wish that this is how the movies were made, but sometimes I think about the fact that when they make a creative decision to not include the anatomically correct genitals, they are at the same time making a creative decision that all of the male animals in these movies are eunuchs. So the implications are vast here in these movies.
I think you're overreading
it. Cartoon animals. Well, at the same time, though, think about that. There's a meeting somewhere that they have to go. They have to go. You know what, guys? We're gonna have to make a decision on these genitals here today.
All right, balls or not, you guys? Are we doing balls?
Are we not doing balls? We got nips, guys, or no nips?
Here's the thing: we haven't done balls in the last 50 movies, but now might be the time.
Progress is happening. People are like a little more open to this. I say balls.
But then you think about like the I always go back to my most furry experience, which was accidentally ending up at a furry convention in Portland while traveling with a professional soccer team.
Yes.
That's
exactly why it happened.
Yeah.
I'll book the hotels, guys. Don't worry.
It's like the dean from Community. Anyway,
perfect.
That's the perfect analogy.
Yeah. but here's the thing. If I'm remembering correctly, and I imagine that this is true about the furry bar called, what's it called? Slightly Fuzzy,
Slightly Furry.
Slightly Furry. I don't feel like the nipples would go a long way because I saw all these, I feel like it's probably offensive to call it costume. I look at all of these fursonas, I think is what they're called.
There you go.
Makes me feel as uncomfortable saying that as it does to say fur daddy. But I look at these fursonas and none of them have nipples.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So maybe they don't care about the nipples and the balls.
If you do have a fursuit, fursona, whatever it's called, I really don't. I'm not trying to throw any shade, by the way, at the furry community. Like, right on, man. They've got like a poppin' bar. Like, good for them. That's awesome. And I'm like missing out because
hell yeah,
I'm not into their same thing or the whatever. But I'm sure they'd be accepting too if we went. Anyway, the point being that if you put on the full suit from Cats and you're there prancing around in the side of the bar or whatever. Can you paint your dong the same color as the fur and then just be dong out and be like, no, it's part of my fursona. Like, I'm just trying to be accurate with who I am.
Anatomically correct. Yeah. I'm trying to be anatomically correct is what I'm trying to do.
I'm trying to be the lion from Lion King.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
In Brandon's version.
Yeah, I don't think you can do that. I feel like
they're all Brandon's versions.
Taylor's version is just the Taylor Swift version of all of her songs. Brandon's version is just adding balls to whatever it is that you're talking about. It's like, I drive a truck, Brandon's version. It just means it has truck nuts.
It's like, I'm on Apple TV later searching Godzilla, Brandon's version.
Yeah. Miley Cyrus comes swinging in on a wrecking ball with balls. Brandon's version.
that is the music video version of at Nerd Talk Plus on Instagram, at nerdtalkplus.com.com. It's a wrecking ball with wrecking balls.
Truck nuts.
So none of us is a scientist, obviously, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, let us know what we get wrong, or perhaps what ball-related thing we just got right. Congratulations, us. If you could talk to a friend, write a review, or just find us online to say sexy things to Siege. I think I already said this part at nerdtalkplus.com. Any new reviews, Siege? Have you seen anything?
I haven't gotten a new review.
You mentioned something about a direct message,
though. Yeah, I did get a direct message since we've opened Nerd Talk Plus Pod on Instagram.
We're changing that to Nerd Talk Plus. That's got to happen. What?
Yes, we're yeah. As soon as we're done recording this. So by the time you've listened to this, things will have already been changed. Anyway, we got a direct message from our good friend of the pod, Brooke Arbeen on Instagram. Listening to the 311 episode, and I just wanted to point out that Brandon is really funny today.
Hey, right on!
Today. Okay, Maria, is this her, like, her... is this her, like, alt account?
Yeah, right. It's Maria Burner. Yeah. He made me audibly laugh twice before the official Gregor intro. To quote an entirely different movement, let's go, Brandon. This message in no way supports Donald Trump.
No. Okay, I'll take Fur Daddy. I don't care.
Nope. Brooke, you win.
Let's go, Fur Daddy. Well done, Brooke.
Thanks, Brooke. That's beautiful of you. We appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Brooke.
Oh, thanks for that DM. Also, yeah, message us on the Instagram account, whose name we don't know right now because it's ever-changing, but find us and message us.
When we first started talking about this Instagram account, Gregor was like, go to this. We've had a hard time growing it, and then we've just sat here and, like, butchered the name of the Instagram account for 15 minutes. Well, why isn't anybody following us?
We've had it for 4 days. We have like 40 followers. And it's already like, well, this sucks.
All the content we've put up has been gold. It is the best examples of why you should be listening to this podcast. Anyone that's listening right now gets it or whatever. But like, all of that is critical hits. Like, we're rolling 20 on the D20 for all of those things. And so if it's not driving in new listeners, then we're just not for you, which I find hard to believe. So
yeah,
spread the word. Help us out if you could. Share the stuff that we put out if you could into your stories and stuff. It would be really helpful. If you don't, I get it. Like, but if it makes you giggle or whatever and you want to share it and you're not too embarrassed to be a realtor sharing things about dudes talking about how tall centaur buttholes are, then, like, that'd be cool. Mm-hmm.
It's an oddly specific example.
Anyway, this week, speaking of Maria, she reminded me to talk about the female version of centaurs. And so as we were getting ready...
Centaurina.
Yes. Perfect.
You're not far.
Yeah, it's like...
Oh, really?
So we have to go back and listen to the episode because... Brandon and I kicked around the idea of just doing a weekly pod based on, like, a specific subject and just seeing how far we could go with one subject before we ran out of steam. Turns out we can talk a lot about centaurs. Anyone that has followed this pod for the last 6 months knows that by now.
Don't say.
It's, like, kind of a thing. Yeah. However, then the next week we went to talk about something else, and it was like, all right, well, that's it for alligators. It took us, like, 6 minutes, and we were done. And we're like, so now what? Okay, so...
Oh, I definitely wasn't on that episode.
When we talked about centaurs, we were like, wait a second, are there lady centaurs? And I remember looking it up and finding something interesting about that, because it seemed all the depictions were of men. And kind of the folklore behind it is that centaurs, perhaps back before there was, you know, eyeglasses, that centaurs were just blurry figures seen from afar with men on horseback with bow and arrow that were killing villagers because they could run up and then get away really easily. And so, like, it was like a mythical creature based on poor eyesight, on astigmatism or something like that.
I like
but
that.
We got digging around into what it was, and, like, I remember finding something compelling, and then I googled what's a lady centaur, and Brandon just did too, and unimpressed by the results. Now, is someone changing history on us?
No, that's so first of all, Google. I did not Google it. I asked my best friend ChatGPT what you call a lady centaur, and it said first, I like how I didn't even question what you asked me to figure out. I just said, what's a lady centaur called? Like, there are so many, like, more proper... Like, when we say we're not scientists, we mean it, because that is not the scientific question to be asking. The answer was a centauress, although there are some alternative names.
No.
And so I was like, what are the alternative names? I think that this is what we found. We found there's the Hippolectron.
Yes, that's it!
Hippolectrion? That's the best
awesome.
One.
I like
but,
that one.
So they gave me five other names that female lady centaurs go by. Lady Centaur also sounds like it's the women's basketball team of a college that is called the Centaurs, and like, go fighting Lady Centaurs.
That's right.
So the first is a Hippolectrion. The second one is by far my favorite, because the implications of this are incredible. A hippocentaur, which either means that it's the upper half of a hippo and the lower half of a horse, or the upper half of a person and the lower half of a hippo.
Either way,
and I think I like the first. I like the first option better.
I like them equally.
Put the hippo head on the giraffe neck on the horse body.
Horse head, hippo body.
Double dogs.
Wow, that would be a tiny head on double dogs.
Human penis. Anatomically correct.
Double buttholes.
But then there's the center.
For some reason.
It's good. That's the hippo. That's the hippo part.
That's the CGI.
Centaurides, and Centaurina is the last one.
Okay, so did you say Centaurina? Who said Centaurina earlier? Is that you, Siege?
I did. I was joking.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
First encountered in Greek mythologies as members of the tribe of the Centauroi, the Centaurides or Centaurides. I don't know how you would say that. I can't read the
Centroids.
Yeah, the Centroids are only occasionally mentioned in written sources, but appear frequently in Greek art and Roman mosaics. Now, two things. First of all, I bring this up. Uh-oh. And I give Maria credit because she said female centaurs for Women's History Month, obviously. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, this pod is very progressive. And so here we want to make sure we cover both sides of it. And then she was like, but I'm really surprised that you guys haven't talked about lady centaurs and how cool it would be to see their sweet boobs. And I was like, wow.
Dude, that's literally what I used to draw when I was like 14.
Lady centaur boobs?
Oh, and I'm the fur daddy?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, lady centaurs. I seem to remember there was like a Disney cartoon, or, you know, at least like one of those Disney adjacent ones that had a lady centaur that had like leaves over her boobs. And my whole goal when I was, I guess I wasn't like 14. I guess I was a lot younger than that. But it was to remove the leaves from the boobs.
I guess I wasn't 34, but it was like, you know.
Yeah. It was 2 years ago.
Okay, hear me out. Next Halloween, I'm going to try and get someone to dress up with me as a lady centaur. Okay. I'll be the horse part.
Does that mean you're going to be the lady centaur and the two of you will be in the same costume?
No, I'll let someone with boobs be.
Or you'll both be separate.
I mean, like, centaur. I'm working on boobs. Don't get me wrong. I'm going to let someone with cool boobs be the, like, the boob part of it. So, Maria.
Nice.
Be ready.
You've already been volunteered.
Although I do want it to be the giraffe one. That'd be funnier. Yeah. Now, Brandon is hard at work scribbling away on something. This cannot be seen off pod or whatever, but he's very excited to... I bet you he's drawing centaur tits right now. I bet you that's what's happening.
I hope so.
No, but there's still time to add that.
Hey, what was the word? The hippo something? What was it?
Hippocentaur. That was it. Oh, the first one? The first one was Hippolectrion. It sounds like a Pokemon.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
When I Googled hip electron, that is not what it is, dudes. It is front half horse, back half chicken.
Whoa. Okay. Now I need to see this.
I wish I hadn't have Googled that because it's the rooster horse of Greek mythology. Yeah. Like, what? That's not a lady centaur. How rude.
Whoa.
Also, pretty freaking cool.
You're not kidding. It's like a horse with ass feathers.
Okay, I'm going to take a break from what I'm doing.
Hold up.
Which is apparently not being on this show.
What was the horse last week?
And it's got the little gobbler neck beak.
It was a giraffe. It was a... What the frick is it?
Chat GPT lied to you.
Yeah, I mean...
What in the... My...
Boy. Talk about... You know who else isn't a scientist? Old Chat GPT.
That's what we get.
My favorite of all of these, like of all of these renditions of this hip electrian, which is the horse chicken, is the ones that include like the I don't know what they call it.
I prefer to call it a horse cock.
Never mind.
Oh wow,
is that where you were going?
No, it's just the ones where they include all of the like the chicken. What's the chicken like the stuff that they have all over there? I know what they call them on the turkeys, but the
gobbler,
face crap,
yeah,
the nutsack,
pretty much. Yes. I mean, basically, yeah.
What is that? What is that turkey part called?
Maybe it's called a waddle.
Yeah,
WATTLE waddle.
Yeah, waddle.
Yeah. Guys, there's a lot of turkeys where we've talked about this. There's plenty of turkeys.
Those are brown angels, of course. Shout outs to your flying squadron of turkeys.
Oh wow!
We should make some insignia for them to wear on their bomber jackets in the fall.
We should all get bomber jackets and wear them for them.
Amazing!
I have a bomber jacket.
Just giant turkeys.
We got to get some insignia for the brown angels.
Wow. All right,
so I accidentally Googled centaur boobs.
Hold on. I'm right behind you.
For some reason, half of the pictures have the little sensitive content.
Okay, wait. The first thing I see on Reddit is another valid question. Whatever you call a lady centaur, where are the centaur's breasts located? Are they on the human part or are they on the horse's boobs?
I'm literally looking at, like, aside from all the anime ones, which have, I mean, peak anime boobs, these have boobs on the chest and essentially utter boobs
on the belly.
And like this one is just like too much. You know the badge for Roma where you got the children suckling on the goat?
It's a wolf.
So picture lady centaur.
It's a wolf.
Yeah, on a wolf. That's right. Yeah, yeah. So picture lady centaur with a baby centaur, and then just like horny man centaur, all at the same time. That's what this picture is, and that's probably why it had the sensitive content tag on it.
Wow, I'm learning things today about Rome, Romulus, and Remus. Woo, boy.
Okay, can I show you guys what I've been working?
Yeah, please. I'll do my best to describe it. Okay.
Oh my God!
Brandon has drawn a hippotar, which is the top
Look
half.
How sassy its back legs are!
Look how sassy its expression is. It's so mad. It's like so disappointed.
It is.
So
look at his stubby little cute arms.
It's got a hippo head, and then it has. Much like a centaur, it has the man arms are replaced with hippo stumpy legs, right? And then what do you call those types of feet? There's like a specific type of feet that are on derm animals like that, on the pachyderm type.
Yeah, it's like not a hoof. It's like a
it's not club. No, like, it's not club feet.
No,
but
what is it like? It's like
stompers or something like that.
Elephants stompers. Yeah, squishy stompers. I think is what they're called. Yeah. The scientific name.
It's like giant toenails.
What are elephant feet
what
called?
What kind of feet? Yeah.
Here we go. Ask ChatGPT.
They're just called feet.
They're just called feet.
It's called feet, guys.
According to Baltimore Zoo, elephants' feet are specially designed to help them walk. Well, thanks a lot, Baltimore. way to go. Blew my mind.
I just sent you guys something in the chat.
The Maryland education system is way further behind than we thought.
Oh, see, just sending us stuff in the chat. I'm sorry. I didn't realize when you said there's something on the chat, I missed out on here. Oh, baby centaur suckling mama centaur. Oh, what's dad doing?
He's also suckling mama centaur, but in a different location?
I'm...
Is it udders?
So there's udder boobs,
Is that where a horse has her boobs?
And then lady boobs. And the baby's suckling on mom's lady boobs. And then the dad is suckling on the udders. Bro.
Oh, can we talk... speaking of udders... can we talk about... Your titty cheese?
Yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
He's already kicked out of Publix. So we can't go back to the dairy aisle. Come on.
Listen, I never leave the dairy aisle. That is my home.
Like, we were talking, what were you saying? You were saying
these were cheeses made to look like giant boobs. So have cheese boobs.
Right.
You can just walk around just on some cheese boobs in public.
Yeah, and they're like, you check out this titty cheese. Who
drawing
are you
again?
Like,
is that what's happening? Has this actually become a drawing podcast for Brandon?
No. Oh. No, I'm looking up our chat because somebody was like, you should talk about titty cheese. And then it took me a second. I was like, yeah, we should talk. Wait. All cheese is titty cheese. It took me seeing that centaur to remember that.
The suckling baby tar.
Which, hey, I do think that that's maybe an angle that we have not covered about centaurs, that we have covered extensively about orcas and other animals, which is, can you make cheese out of it?
Yeah, for sure.
Can we milk a centaur?
Can you milk it? And B, once you milk it, can you make cheese out
of it? Well, if you can milk it, I'm making cheese, that's for sure.
Isn't that what we found out about orcas? Is you can milk an orca, but the cheese is so it's so fatty. The milk is so fatty.
But the cheese is incredible.
It's like oily.
They said like
the cheese becomes like a buttery spread.
Smells like perfume.
Can you cheese it?
It's amber cheese.
It's a new segment on nerdtalkplus.com. Can you cheese it?
Will it cheese?
Will it cheese? Will it cheese?
I've gotten recently into following a guy that turns everything into mead, and like he did a Mountain Dew mead recently, and and then now he's got a Peeps mead that's going right now, and like Peeps are the devil, so like obviously he's doing something sacrilegious. But what's up, bro?
This can't be real.
What?
This can't be real.
Come on,
Never mind. It's fake.
What was it?
Nope. Oh. I looked up orca cheese, and the first link was a link to buy curdled orca milk as cheese, but it was only $12.99, which made me feel
Is
too good to be true. And then I realized it's on like somebody who hasn't even paid for their own domain name on Wix.com. and that was my second clue.
No, but dude, it exists, man. So, you know that there's a guy out there, like the baby orcas are starving, but like some billionaire on a mega yacht is like, get me the milk of an orca. And they're like, yes, sir, right away, sir. You know that that's happening, right?
Orca cheese my bagel.
To be fair, it's probably a Japanese guy because they hate their whales, man. My God. I know that an orca is technically not a whale, but same difference in this case.
It counts.
Brandon, you look broken.
There are so many random websites of people joking about making whale cheese. Like, this is like such a apparently a comedy niche that exists that you would never know unless you Googled whale cheese. It's like discovering a completely new like subculture. Like I feel
go
like
subscribe
I should
to
do,
the
like,
to the
should
subreddit.
I become an anthropologist and
yeah, quick, go start a subreddit
called Will It Cheese.
Orca Cheese.
Will it cheese? Will it cheese?
To tie that all together, when I was showing when my son, who's actually down here for spring break right now, is checking out my Instagram and he's finding all of these Nerd Talk Plus Pod on Blue Sky Instagram posts, that and he found the Orca one. With Orca.
Post that. You should post that
with whale dong
and post the
Yeah, I should. I'm gonna put that. I'm gonna
and the cheese yeah. one and the yeah just all of it, man. People need to see these things. That's my number one feedback I get is that we talk about all these things that are very inside, and then we don't ever give examples of it. Mm-hmm. Like Brandon on Murder Bed. Like, what is that? And I'm like, oh well, if you didn't hear it the first time, then you're probably lost now because we're never gonna explain it again. So
we don't even remember what it was.
We're gonna have to get a photo shoot happening of Brandon curled up on murder bed.
Balls,
come on, do it for daddy. Balls out. Balls out.
only if the bed is Brandon's version.
Brandon, shout out to Brandon for saying that. That's funny. Sorry, I stepped on that. Shout out to Brandon for saying that that he's helicoptering every time or propellering every time he gets out of the shower for his wife. I think that's very funny. Again, if you haven't listened to last week, Brandon was very funny. Someone even said it. Brooke said it. For sure. Yeah, twice he was very funny.
Brooke said it. She laughed out loud.
Just on 311.
Okay, so I guess I can go cheese. Related? What do you say when it's
adjacent?
Cheese adjacent. Thank you. That's what I was looking for. I don't know much about insulin and diabetes and all that stuff, right? I know Wilford Brimley is fun or whatever, but I guess a group of Illinois scientists, they figure out how to like genetically engineer cows so the milk that comes out of the cows can be used to make insulin. And
what?
Yeah, right. The other thing I didn't know is that currently insulin is made somehow using magic, obviously, from E. coli bacteria or yeast. The way they've done more than 100 years now is that way. And so it used to be
butt stuff.
They used to just take a needle to like a pig or a cow and take the stuff out of their pancreas to make insulin. That's how they did it. And so
we're giving these cows diabetes to treat your diabetes.
I mean, it was probably not the worst thing we've done.
How did we discover this?
Yeah, I mean,
don't worry, we're gonna eat their meat.
So
somebody just suck on a pig pancreas and just like lose weight. I mean, like,
so
it's the new Ozempic.
This I guess they figured this out. That
Ozempig.
Ozempig.
Ozempig. 5.0 on the Maria scale.
I wouldn't be so sure about that. Before Brandon gets too excited, I don't want him to come crashing back down when it's not true.
She's like, put him back on the murder bed.
So, anyway, they figured out how to like genetically engineer it so that way the insulin would be made in the cow's milk. And they said if they had... They project that a few generations down the road that they'll have with 100 head herd, so 100 cows, they'll be able to make all the insulin for the entire country in a year. Like they would be able to
still charge $400 a month.
Yeah, I mean, some billionaire is going to buy up all the cows and then make them f*** each other or something like that. And we're, you know, I don't know why I went there. That was hard.
Brandon's version.
Yeah, Brandon's version.
But think about that. What is that going to result in? Is that like them putting fluoride in our water? We're going to have like insulin in our milk?
Well,
now?
Not for everybody, right? I guess you would just need it for what I wonder is like can we all just get unhinged then? Can I just eat my Taco Bell only diet and not give a crap because I'm just going to have a glass of milk? Once the beta sets in, not that Taco Bell gives you beta. I'm not trying to say that, lovely people at Taco Bell who definitely advertise with us, but like definitely not Mountain Dew though. But like the idea that like if they can just fix it with some cows or whatever, that's pretty dope. They said with just a few hundred, with more than 100 head herd, they'd be able to do the full Earth's production of insulin needs like easily every year.
It's so like with 100 heads of beef, they're able to make enough insulin for the country, and they're like, "When with 105, we can do the rest of the world because it's not an issue everywhere else."
Yeah, just North America, and mainly yeah. somewhere around the Rust Belt.
Yeah, the it's, I feel like it's coming. It's going to come full circle. Where like I don't know if this was like if it was like this when you guys were in school growing up, where they would have just like drink milk signs and posters everywhere yeah. across the school. Like drink milk. You got to drink your milk. Milk's great for you. It's going to give you bones. And they and then it comes out that like milk's fine. It's fine, but you should drink all these other things. And then it comes out yeah, that all these other things are also
big
fine.
Milk.
Big milk, yeah. And but now it's going to come back and be like, no. But this time we mean it. The milk actually is not going to give you diabetes.
But can big insulin. Anti-betus cheese or milk be made into cheese?
Diet Jesus. Diet
Jesus. I thought you said Diet Jesus, and I was like, well, I mean, okay. I guess I could pray a little bit.
I prayed a little bit and lost 20 pounds? You best believe I'll be at church. Diet Jesus.
Diet Jesus. Diet love Jesus.
Yeah. Now,
yeah, no, we'll shop it a little bit.
What's the most recent video game you guys have played, Siege?
Ooh, like most recent that came out has got to be like FIFA 2010 or like
or anything like on your phone or whatever. It doesn't matter.
Oh yeah, like if I'm playing a game, I'm believe it or not, I use my old Nintendo Entertainment System, the OG NES, yeah. and I play Mario Brothers and Duck Hunt. I literally have an old tube TV,
yeah,
for my NES because the Duck Hunt gun is so fast that the digital recreation does not connect when you fire it. You have to have a tube TV so the analog timing works with where you shoot the gun. You can't have a flat screen, can't have a digital one because the latency is just enough.
Just get out your real gun and start shooting the TV.
Exactly. That's what we do here in Florida.
Wall gun.
Wall gun.
Brandon, what's Duck Hunt, what's your most recent game that you've played there, buddy?
Wordle.
Is that even a game?
Yeah.
I think, yeah, it's a... No, I've got a complicated relationship with video games, and
mainly that your wife hates them, and that you wish you could play more.
No, I hate them because I sit and I love them, and that's why I hate them. Sure. Because I sit and I play for way too long, and then yeah. I'm like, oh, I have a life, and I should do stuff and not ignore my child or children. I forgot I have two now because I'm playing video games. but probably FIFA, one of the FIFAs.
Yeah. Now that I think about it, sorry, I actually just remembered that there's an arcade that I go to around here occasionally, and it's just been
adult arcade
because my son's here for spring. Yeah, for my
arcade, Brandon's version,
truck nuts on everything.
There's a guy with eight nipples.
All the balls in the balls in the pinballs are doubled up.
all the ski balls are wrinkled.
Ping pong is impossible.
Pop a shot. All ropes. No. My son is down here. My 14-year-old son is down on spring break, and we go to this arcade all the time.
Appropriately, like, these are all jokes that'll land with him.
Exactly, of course. And it's like $15, and you go in all day, and it's all free play. So one of the things that we end up getting stuck on is that old, I think it's Konami, Ninja Turtles video game, right, where it's like all four of you going down the street. Yeah, we'll sit there and we'll play. We'll hammer on that thing for like 2-3 hours.
I asked these questions.
What's yours? What's your game?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I play Codable with my boy on the iPad so we can learn how to code for a 6-year-old. That's very boring. I'm very good at it. He's terrible. And then...
I mean, he's 6, Greg.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, suck it, nerd. Yeah.
Why do you think I'm so good at karate? Duh. Anyway. Yeah, so, the most recent thing I've played is chess, obviously. That's all I...
I was going to say chess.com.
Yeah, yeah, the chess app is just, that's my thing. But like the last game I played was, I have a Steam Deck, and so I've played some games on there. It's awesome. I played the Jedi one, the Star Wars Jedi from 4 years ago.
Fallen Order.
Yeah. Or, Jedi Survivor, is that what it was? Or is that the newest one?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Whatever the one was from 4 years ago, the new one is too powerful to be played on the Steam Deck. I have to wait till they get it like working or whatever, but then I'll play that because it was awesome. But yeah, I just asked, like, there's I guess they do the Video Game Hall of Fame now, and the nominees are out. And like, I recognize, for this year at least, I recognize a bunch of the titles. And then I wonder about the age gap and like where these things, like where the, like we're just different enough in age that maybe some of these would hit for Brandon that maybe don't hit for me in Siege or whatever. But the first on the list is Asteroids. I remember playing Asteroids as a very little kid. We had the Atari or whatever and fine. There's a game called Elite. Do you guys know what Elite is?
I never played it, but I had listened to a podcast recently with some British dudes who said it was like huge over there.
Okay.
It was huge in the UK.
They call them computer games there, which I find
okay, but they didn't tell you anything about it. They just said it was Elite.
It's huge, man. Yeah. It's Elite.
No, okay. I mean, it sounded cool, but they like the way they were talking about it, I was like, I don't know anything about this. Click, turn it off. So, which is probably what people do when they hear us talking about Centaur tits. Well,
whatever. Idiots. They've already tuned out, so I can call whatever tits I want. Engaging. Guitar Hero on there. That, like, checks. Like, Guitar Hero, that whole franchise is, like, so massive. Metroid, the original.
I mean,
Metroid?
That crossed. Oh yeah.
I mean,
And they that crossed a couple generations as well. Not just like the original one, but like they redid that for like PlayStation and Xbox and all that other stuff.
I hated the first Metroid. I couldn't figure it out. It was terrible. I like hated that game. I had the what was the NES Advantage? Was that no? That was the controller. What was Nintendo Power? Was that the magazine you could get, Siege, that would teach you how to cheat in video games or whatever? I couldn't even beat Metroid with that. Like, I feel real, I'm so embarrassing or whatever. But,
dude, I never even owned Metroid. Why? The only time I ever played Metroid because it was so frustrating was when I went over to my friend's house. So, other than that, yeah, it was never like I had the Power Glove for other games that I thought was cool and I thought it was badass, but I could not do Metroid.
Yeah, it's tough. Myst, I remember people being into Myst. It was late 90s. It was like I don't know. I just remember people playing the MYST. They'd play it online. Whatever.
Yeah, I can remember the graphic. I can't remember anything about that game, though.
Neopets? You guys familiar with that?
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like
it was
Tamagotchi,
like,
kind of, or something like that? Or
like Tamagotchi.
Yeah. It was exactly like that, yeah.
The first...
I would say it's like almost like the first... iteration of what's that one that everybody plays now, like the farm,
Farmville.
Not Farmville, but all the animals.
Animal Crossing.
Has their little character, and they all go Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing.
Resident Evil. Yeah, I never played, but I had a cousin who's 20 years older than me that like loves that game still to this day, and so I can respect that. A game that I spent an enormous amount of time on because it was one that my dad would buy for me when I was a kid. Thanks, shout outs to Tom. Sim City, the original Sim City, was awesome.
Wow.
And I got reasonably good at it. And then I remember when Super Nintendo maybe had it, and it was like not the same. And I remember being real mad at Super Nintendo for doing that. Then there's this game called Tokimeki Memorial. You guys ever heard of that?
Oh, okay.
No. That's very Japanese, based on the Tokimeki part. And then,
I was going to say, it sounds like it's not even released in our country.
And Memorial makes it sound very like dark and heavy on the heart, which sounds very Japanese as well. So it seems like...
Yeah.
There's a couple games like Guitar Hero that made me feel old. And then this one specifically. Oh, my God. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. Up for the Video Game Hall of Fame, which I called Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice on the radio the other day. That was great, 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 great. You guys ever play?
That'd be cool.
Ultima?
Pro Skater was. Ooh, I've actually seen that quite a bit.
I was surprised, personally. Maybe it's because of when I was coming into playing video games. if Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2, maybe like Pro Skater, the first Pro Skater, is because it like set this like set it up, you know, and like maybe that's why it's getting the honor. Or maybe Pro Skater 2 can also be entered into the Video Game Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I was going to ask if it was Pro Skater 1 or 2.
It's 1.
Right. It says 1. I wonder if that precludes 2, because I feel like 2 is
it'll be next, but, I think. Yeah, 2 is like the proof of concept was 1, and then 2 was like that. Now we got right. Goldfinger, bro. It's like, let's go.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then finally, You Don't Know Jack. Did you guys ever play that?
No.
No, but it looks like, I mean, it's, have you played the, have you ever done the Jackbox games nowadays?
It's the same like company.
Yeah, it looks like it was just like the first version of that game.
Yeah, it was just like a quiz game that was like CD-ROM, maybe. It was like, it was like low computational power, but it was done in a way that looked cool and felt fun. They had like professional voiceover people handling it, and it just felt like a real game show. And it was just a quiz show, and it was super fun. I remember being like pretty pumped about
that. Oh, God, I do remember that now. Yeah. I never really played PC games or anything on a CD-ROM. Like, we had like our first video gaming system, we didn't even have like an Atari or anything like that. We had a Radio Shack, like, basically computer that had a keyboard on it that you plug a cartridge into the
Commodore or whatever.
And we played a game called, yeah, something like that. And it was, we literally played a game called Downland, which was knockoff Super Mario Brothers with like acid dripping from the ceiling and bats flying around. And then when I was about, when Nintendo first came out in America, we went and bought the NES, which I still have to this day. And essentially, all those games that we played from there, if we were good, we would get to buy one of the $9.99 games at Toys R Us back in the day. Yeah. So, like, that's my collection. That's all I played.
I'm looking up this title or whatever. It was for the... Oh, boy, I lost it. It was for the Tandy Radio Shack Color something or other.
That's it. That's it.
Wow.
Downland was awesome. It looks like Super Mario trapped in a mine, and you had like a little, a cheesy joystick that had one button on the top and just a little, you know, peg in the middle that you play with, however you want to. Brandon's
that sounds familiar.
and yeah, you had like a certain limited amount of time to get out of a cave. It was actually pretty cool.
Oh, it looks like fun. For me, it's not Super Mario. It's Donkey Kong is what it looks like.
Yes, yes. Bro. It's basically, yeah.
But this guy looks exactly like Super... Hold on, I'm going to send it in the chat. This guy looks exactly like Super Mario.
Yeah, sure, but Super Mario was the main character of Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I still remember the damn noises, too. So, the noises were almost identical to what Donkey Kong was. It was almost... Essentially, it was like a Radio Shack ripoff.
I have this memory of this game called Pitfall, where it's a side scroller, you go back and forth, and you have to like swing on a vine over the crocodile pit. And that is such a trope that like is, it's like people talk about quicksand a lot, like John Mulaney or whatever does jokes about that. And sure, I get it. Like I thought I'd see a lot more quicksand as an adult or whatever. Okay, great. I get it. But for me, I remember the crocodiles in the pit that you'd be swinging over from Pitfall. Obviously. And then in one of the first few seasons of Futurama, they go to the moon and it's an amusement park and they escape and they bust out the side of the dome or whatever. And they're driving off and they go shooting over a chasm and freaking alligators or crocodiles or whatever in space helmets pop up trying to bite them. And it's like, I don't know that I've ever laughed that hard in my life. It's like, it's one of the best.
It's like a weird, it's like such a weird callback. Yeah.
Absolutely.
When I went to my grandparents had a lake house growing up. Well, it was their house. They lived on a lake in northern Idaho. And we would go over to their house and they had a dock, and you would go down to the dock. And my grandpa, like, I don't know, I must have been like 9, like old enough to not be dumb, or as dumb as I was.
Sure.
But I would go to like the end of the dock, and there was a sign that said, like, it was just like a yellow caution sign that said alligator crossing, which is like obviously a joke because you're on Lake Pend Oreille, which has no alligators. But if you're me, it means that you jump into the lake and immediately get out as fast as you possibly can and freak out when anybody stays in the lake for longer than 30 seconds when they jump in. So, and I think a lot of that was like pitfall related trauma.
Yeah.
That I had got like playing that game at my other grandma's house. So, yeah, I feel that.
I remember.
See, here that's just called summer break and jumping into lakes and children and friends and pets being eaten by alligators.
Yeah, I was going to say, we didn't even grow up in near the mountainous Everglades. Like, it's like we, which is a joke. I used to think that the Everglades were mountains. I didn't know what the Everglades were. And I was like, that sounds like mountains to me or whatever. But it's actually just swamps where alligators live in aplenty. I imagine that like, the bodies of water you got into, there was like at least a percent chance that something was going to eat you when you were a kid or whatever. I guess if you went into salt water, you were probably safer than fresh water.
I don't know, because there's sharks everywhere in the salt water, too. Like, people don't realize, like, growing up surfing here, you don't realize just how many sharks are underneath you at all times.
Did you say sharks or sharks?
Somebody who just hangs out at the beach. Both, both.
A little bit of both.
Yeah. I mean, you're out there on the water for a long time, so eventually something's going to happen. You're going to chum the water. Yeah, so like, what, if you're out there in the lineup, if you're even 100 yards offshore, you've got sharks all around your feet, all around underneath you in certain spots.
I think
along
Brandon might have
the coast
a shark
too. It's like you just see every
I was just thinking about your sharks and how if I knowing now if I had known then what I know now about Lake Pend Oreille, having grown up, I would have been a lot more terrified about the fact that there's submarines in it all the time, because it's the fifth deepest lake in the country, and they do a lot of like nuclear submarine testing in it because it's so deep. They're able to like test and build submarines down there, and so which is, I think, as a 9-year-old would have been more scary than
awesome.
An alligator.
I'm scared of that right now. Now, Siege, yeah. Which is more likely to happen if you're surfing, getting attacked by a shark, or if you're anywhere else in Florida water getting attacked by an alligator? Like, what do you think is more likely to happen to you?
Anywhere
it's
else
be
in
alligator,
Florida
right?
water. Yeah. It's got to be the alligator, because they're alligator. Well, sharks and alligators are essentially two of the oldest creatures on Earth.
Sharks outdate
and
trees.
The way that they've survived. Yeah. Yeah. And both of them, what they essentially do is they go and taste things by biting them, trying to figure out what it is. Shark can't see, so it bites to instead of its eyes.
That's not chum.
Alligator just bites because, yeah. yeah, so, but alligators are just more indiscriminate. They're just, if there's motion in the water, we're going to eat it. If a tin can drops into the water, we're going to attack it. Yeah, alligators are just more just ridiculous when it comes to biting stuff, and they don't really care.
I mean, think how many times they've been blasted
sharks
in the face by a guy
in
a fan boat. That's got to contribute somewhat to it, right?
I know. Cape Ferrari is just skyrocketing attacks.
All right. I mean, I've got more stuff, but I feel like we've gone pretty long here. So, till next time or whatever. God, I want to talk about robots fighting us to the death and. Going back to the video games, Asteroids, Elite, Guitar Hero, Metroid, Myst, Neopets, Resident Evil, SimCity. What? My Alexa just started talking to me about COVID-19. That's a conspiracy. Alexa, shut up.
Wow. That's a video game.
SimCity, Tokimeki Memorial, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, Ultima, and You Don't Know Jack. If you could only pick three, what three do you pick for the video game Hall of Fame? Or the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, for that matter.
I mean, out of those,
yeah.
I'm going to have to go with games that I played. So Tony Hawk, Metroid, and man,
it's
a tough call even on the third one. Like,
yeah, I feel like Guitar Hero is one of those ones. I didn't play it a lot, but it was one of those ones that was everywhere. Like obviously a cultural moment.
SimCity
the reason I even I still have on my phone from like when I very first got an iPhone or whatever, they had the little SimCity game, the app on your phone. I have that since God knows when that I haven't opened. And I can just imagine opening that now and having all of the stuff.
Lots of monster attacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough because Asteroids was like the video game that was like, that was like one of like Centipede is another one that was like of that era, Galaga, stuff like that. It was like predated that stuff even.
Yeah, Frogger.
It's got to be Guitar Hero.
Those you had to sit at a table and look at.
I think.
Yeah, it's got to be Guitar Hero, Metroid, and probably Tony Hawk for me.
Yeah. All right. Okay, well, Brandon, what do you got for us? Anything?
No, but follow us on nerdtalkplus.com. At nerdtalkplus.com on Instagram.
Damn it. Or whatever.
See?
No, that's about it. Just Brandon's got to go. Brandon's version.
I got to go with my balls.
I don't even know how to follow that. Good night, everybody.
Don't follow
Good night.
Us.
Good night, Brandon's version.
It's
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
My son is down here. My 14-year-old son is down on spring break, and we go to this arcade all the time.
Appropriately, like, these are all jokes that'll land with him.
Exactly, of course. And it's like $15, and you go in all day, and it's all free play. So one of the things that we end up getting stuck on is that old, I think it's Konami, Ninja Turtles video game, right, where it's like all four of you going down the street. Yeah, we'll sit there, and we'll play. We'll hammer on that thing for like 2-3 hours.
I ask these questions.
What?
Yeah.
What's yours? What's your game?
Oh, Well, I mean, I play Codable with my boy on the iPad so we can learn how to code for a 6-year-old. That's very boring. I'm very good at it. He's terrible.
I mean, he's 6, Greg.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, suck it, nerd. Yeah.
Why do you think I'm so good at karate? Like... Duh. Anyway, Yeah, so, the most recent thing I've played is chess, obviously. That's all
I was going to say chess.com.
Yeah, the chess app is just, that's my thing. But, like, the last game I played was, I have a Steam Deck, and so I've played some games on there. It's awesome. I played the Jedi one, the Star Wars Jedi from 4 years ago.
Fallen Order.
Yeah. Jedi Survivor, is that what it was, or is that the newest one?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the one was from 4 years ago, the new one is too powerful to be played on the Steam Deck. I have to wait till they get it like working or whatever, but then I'll play that because it was awesome. But I just asked, like, there's I guess they do the Video Game Hall of Fame now, and the nominees are out, and like I recognize, for this year at least, I recognize a bunch of the titles, and then I wonder about the age gap and like where these things, like where the, like, we're just different enough in age that maybe some of these would hit for Brandon that maybe don't hit for me in Siege or whatever. But the first on the list is Asteroids. I remember playing Asteroids as a very little kid. We had the Atari or whatever, and fine. There's a game called Elite. Do you guys know what Elite is?
I never played it, but I had listened to a podcast recently with some British dudes who said it was like huge over there.
Okay.
It was huge in the UK.
They call them computer games there, which I find
okay, but they didn't tell you anything about it. They just said it was Elite.
It's huge, man. Yeah. It's leet.
No, okay. I mean, it sounded cool, but they like the way they were talking about it, I was like, I don't know anything about this. Click, turn it off. So, which is probably what people do when they hear us talking about Centaur tits. Well,
idiots. They've already tuned out, so I can call whatever I want. Centaur tits are engaging. Guitar Hero on there. That, like, checks. Like, Guitar Hero, that whole franchise is, like, so massive. Metroid, the original Metroid.
I mean,
Metroid,
that crossed. Oh, yeah.
I mean...
Oh yeah, and that crossed a couple generations as well, not just like the original one, but like they redid that for like PlayStation and Xbox and all that other stuff.
I hated the first Metroid. I couldn't figure it out. It was terrible. I like hated that game. I had what was the NES Advantage? Was that that was the controller. What was Nintendo Power? Was that the magazine you could get, Siege, that would teach you how to cheat in video games or whatever? I couldn't even beat Metroid with that. Like I feel real, I'm so embarrassing or whatever, but
I never even owned Metroid. The only time I ever played Metroid because it was so frustrating was when I went over to my friend's house. So other than that, it was never like I had the power glove for other games that I thought was cool and I thought it was badass, but I could not do Metroid.
Yeah, it's tough. Myst. I remember people being into Myst. It was late 90s. It was like I don't know. I just remember people playing the MYST. They'd play it online. Whatever.
Yeah, I can remember the graphic. I can't remember anything about that game, though.
Neopets? You guys familiar with that?
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like
it was
Tamagotchi,
like,
kind of, or something like that? Or...
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. Like Tamagotchi?
Yeah, it was exactly like that, yeah.
The first...
I would say it's like almost like the first iteration of... what's that one that everybody plays now? Like the farm... Not...
Farmville?
No, not Farmville, but all the animals.
Animal Crossing.
Has their little character, and they all go Animal Crossing.
Resident Evil. Yeah, I never played, but I had a cousin who's 20 years older than me that like loves that game still to this day, and so I can respect that. A game that I spent an enormous amount of time on because it was one that my dad would buy for me when I was a kid. Thanks. Shout outs to Tom. SimCity, the original SimCity, was awesome.
Wow.
And I got reasonably good at it. And then I remember when Super Nintendo maybe had it, and it was like not the same. And I remember being real mad at Super Nintendo for doing that. Then there's this game called Tokimeki Memorial. You guys ever heard of that?
Oh, okay.
No. So that's very Japanese based on the Tokimeki part. And then,
I was going to say, it sounds like it's not even released in our country.
And Memorial makes it sound very like dark and heavy on the heart, which sounds very Japanese as well. So it seems like...
Yeah.
There's a couple games like Guitar Hero that made me feel old. And then this one specifically. Oh, my God. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater up for the Video Game Hall of Fame, which I called Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice on the radio the other day. That was great. Great. You guys ever play?
That'd be cool.
Ultima?
Pro Skater was... Ooh. I've actually seen that quite a bit.
I was surprised personally. Maybe it's because of when I was coming into playing video games. Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2, Pro Skater, the first Pro Skater is because it like set this, like set it up, you know, and like maybe that's why it's getting the honor, or maybe Pro Skater 2 can also be entered into the Video Game Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I was going to ask if it was Pro Skater 1 or 2.
It's 1.
Right. It says 1, I wonder if that precludes 2, because I feel like 2 is...
It'll be next, I think. Yeah, 2 is like the proof of concept was 1, and then 2 was like that. Now we got Goldfinger, bro. It's like, let's go.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then finally, You Don't Know Jack. Did you guys ever play that?
No.
No, but it looks like, I mean, have you ever done the Jackbox games nowadays?
It's the same company.
It looks like it was just like the first version of that game.
Yeah, it was just like a quiz game that was like CD-ROM, maybe. It was like low computational power, but it was done in a way that looked cool and felt fun. They had like professional voiceover people handling it, and it just felt like a real game show. And it was just a quiz show, and it was super fun. I remember being like pretty pumped about that.
Oh, God, I do remember that now. Yeah. I never really played PC games or anything on a CD-ROM. Like, we had like our first video gaming system, we didn't even have like an Atari or anything like that. We had a Radio Shack, like, basically a computer that had a keyboard on it that you plug a cartridge into the
Commodore or whatever.
And we played a game called Yeah, it's something like that. And it was, we literally played a game called Downland, which was knockoff Super Mario Brothers with like acid dripping from the ceiling and bats flying around. And then when I was about, when Nintendo first came out in America, we went and bought the NES, which I still have to this day. And essentially all those games that we played from there, if we were good, we would get to buy one of the $9.99 games at Toys R Us back in the day. Yeah. So, like, that's my collection. That's all I played.
I'm looking up this title or whatever. It was for the... Oh, boy, I lost it. It was for the Tandy Radio Shack Color something or other.
That's it. That's it.
Wow.
Downland was awesome. It looks like Super Mario trapped in a mine, and you had, like, a cheesy joystick that had one button on the top and just a little, you know, peg in the middle that you play with, however you want to, Brandon's
version. That sounds familiar.
And yeah, you had like a certain limited amount of time to get out of a cave. It was actually pretty cool.
Oh, it looks like for me, it's not Super Mario. It's Donkey Kong is what it looks like.
Yes, yes. Bro. It's basically, yeah.
But this guy looks exactly like Super... Hold on, I'm going to send it in the chat. This guy looks exactly like Super Mario.
Yeah, sure, but Super Mario was the main character of Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I still remember the damn noises, too. So, the noises were almost identical to what Donkey Kong was. It was almost... Essentially, it was like a Radio Shack ripoff.
I have this memory of this game called Pitfall, where it's a side scroller, you go back and forth, and you have to like swing on a vine over the crocodile pit. And that is such a trope that like it's like people talk about quicksand a lot, like John Mulaney or whatever does jokes about that. And sure, I get it. Like I thought I'd see a lot more quicksand as an adult or whatever. Okay, great. I get it. But for me, I remember the crocodiles in the pit that you'd be swinging over from Pitfall. Obviously. And then in one of the first few seasons of Futurama, they go to the moon and it's an amusement park and they escape and they bust out the side of the dome or whatever. And they're driving off and they go shooting over a chasm and freaking alligators or crocodiles or whatever in space helmets pop up trying to bite them. And it's like, I don't know that I've ever laughed that hard in my life. It's like, it's one of the best.
It's like a weird, it's like such a weird callback. Yeah.
Absolutely.
When I went to my grandparents had a lake house growing up. Well, it was their house. They lived on a lake in northern Idaho. And we would go over to their house and they had a dock, and you would go down to the dock. And my grandpa, like, I don't know, I must have been like 9, like old enough to not be dumb, or as dumb as I was.
Sure.
But I would go to like the end of the dock, and there was a sign that said, like, it was just like a yellow caution sign that said alligator crossing, which is like obviously a joke because you're on Lake Ponderay, which has no alligators. But if you're me, it means that you jump into the lake and immediately get out as fast as you possibly can and freak out when anybody stays in the lake for longer than 30 seconds when they jump in. So, and I think a lot of that was like Pitfall related trauma that I had got like playing that game at my other grandma's house. So, I feel that.
I remember.
See, here that's just called summer break and jumping into lakes and children and friends and pets being eaten by alligators.
Yeah, I was going to say, we didn't even grow up in near the mountainous Everglades. Like, it's like we, which is a joke. I used to think that the Everglades were mountains. I didn't know what the Everglades were. And I was like, that sounds like mountains to me or whatever. But it's actually just swamps where alligators live in aplenty. I imagine that like the water, the bodies of water you got into, there was like at least a percent chance that something was going to eat you when you were a kid or whatever. I guess if you went into salt water, you were probably safer than fresh water.
I don't know, because there's sharks everywhere in the salt water too. Like people don't realize, like growing up surfing here, you don't realize just how many sharks are underneath you at all times.
Did you say sharks or sharks?
Who just hangs out at the beach? Both.
A little bit of both.
Yeah. I mean, you're out there on the water for a long time, so eventually something's going to happen. You're going to chum the water. So like, what if you're out there in the lineup, if you're even 100 yards offshore, you've got sharks all around your feet, all around underneath you in certain spots.
I think
along
Brandon might have
the coast
shark
too. It's like you just see every.
I was just thinking about your sharks and how if I knowing now if I had known then what I know now about Lake Pendere, having grown up, I would have been a lot more terrified about the fact that there's submarines in it all the time, because it's the fifth deepest lake in the country, and they do a lot of like nuclear submarine testing in it because it's so deep. They're able to like test and build submarines down there, and so which is, I think, as a 9-year-old would have been more scary than
awesome.
An alligator.
I'm scared of that right now. Now, Siege, which is more likely to happen if you're surfing, getting attacked by a shark, or if you're anywhere else in Florida water getting attacked by an alligator? Like, what do you think is more likely to happen to you?
Anywhere else in Florida water, it's got to be the alligator, because they're alligator. Well, sharks and alligators are essentially two of the oldest creatures on Earth.
Sharks outdate
and
trees.
The way that they've survived. Yeah, yeah. And both of them, what they essentially do is they go and taste things by biting them. Trying to figure out what it is. Shark can't see, so it bites to instead of its eyes.
That's not jump.
Alligator just bites because. Yeah. But alligators are just more indiscriminate. They're just, if there's motion in the water, we're going to eat it. If a tin can drops into the water, we're going to attack it. Alligators are just more just ridiculous when it comes to biting stuff, and they don't really care.
I mean, think how many times I've been blasted
sharks
in the face by a guy
in
a
water.
Fan boat. That's got to contribute somewhat to it, right?
I know. Cape Ferrari is just skyrocketing attacks.
All right. I mean, I've got more stuff, but I feel like we've gone pretty long here. So, till next time or whatever. God, I want to talk about robots fighting us to the death. And going back to the video games, Asteroids, Elite, Guitar Hero, Metroid, Myst, Neopets, Resident Evil, SimCity. What? My Alexa just started talking to me about COVID-19. It's a conspiracy. Alexa, shut up.
Wow. That's a video game.
SimCity, Tokimeki Memorial, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, Ultima, and You Don't Know Jack. If you could only pick three, what three do you pick for the video game Hall of Fame? Or the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, for that matter.
I mean, out of those,
yeah.
I'm going to have to go with games that I played. So Tony Hawk, Metroid, and... Man, it's a tough call even on the third one. Like,
yeah, I feel like Guitar Hero was one of those ones. I didn't play it a lot, but it was one of those ones that was everywhere. Like, obviously a cultural, moment.
SimCity
it seems the reason I even I still have on my phone from like when I very first got an iPhone or whatever. They had the little SimCity game, the app on your phone. I have that since God knows when that I haven't opened. And I can just imagine opening that now and having all of the stuff.
Lots of monster attacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough because Asteroids was like the video game. It was like, that was like one of, like Centipede is another one that was like of that era. Galaga, stuff like that. It was like predated that stuff.
Frogger.
It's got to be Guitar Hero.
Yeah, those you had to sit at a table and look at.
I think.
Yeah, it's got to be Guitar Hero, Metroid, and probably Tony Hawk for me.
Yeah. All right. Okay, well, Brandon, what do you got for us? Anything?
No, but follow us on NerdTalkPlus.com, at NerdTalkPlus.com on Instagram.
Damn it.
Or whatever it
Siege?
Is. No, that's about it. Just Brandon's got to go. Brandon's version.
I got to go with my balls.
I don't even know how to follow that. Good night, everybody.
Don't follow
Good night.
Us.
Good night, Brandon's version.
It's
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.